University of Malaya, one of the most well-known university in Malaysia. Even your ama knows okay, don't play play. Being able to get into is an honor and it's definitely a unique experience. Is also the place where you meet all kinds of people and it's either you hate them or you love them. Without further ado, we'll introduce them to you. 1. The lecturer's pet. The lecturer's pet would always sit at the front rows in the lecture halls and take immaculate notes during the whole lecture. After the lesson, they'll ask a ton of questions and sometimes they'll remind the lecturers on some certain assignments that the majority of the class did not complete. On the other hand, they are the people you can rely on to have the best notes just in case you want to photocopy it. Winks 2. The dean's lister. The dean's listers are mostly evolved from lecturers' pets, but there are of course others who sit in the back rows, rarely come to class but still appear as a dean lister. They might just be geniuses. 3. The KK, College Kediaman, activities enthusiast. This person probably came in during their first year and was bedazzled by the Pamudakara Mahasiswa, PM, during Minggu Haluan Siswa, MHS. They aspire to be a PM in their second year and is probably also in the SUKSIS or PALAPES. 4. The one that's too cool to stay in KK curfews and rules. No thanks. This person came in with the thought of leaving the dorms and after MHS they left forever. 5. The one who wants to stay in KK but forced to stay outside. This person tries their best to be active in KK activities, but no matter how much they tried, they just couldn't commit. They moved out to live with their group of friends in second year at University Tower, SS1617 or SS2. 6. The Chinese Society member. This person is very active in a few events organized by the Chinese Society. You can see them wearing their event t-shirts almost every day in class and when it's almost nearing the event, they'll change their profile pictures and put a bunch of hashtags. Hashtag love, hash support, hash family 7. The ones who only look for you because they are selling KK or club shirts to raise fund 8. The hashtag Umi's one student. This person is extremely proud that they were able to enter and it shows in each and every one of their social media posts. Probably the first person to go to the sign across DTC after management changes the year number plates. 9. The consign for me. This person can't be bothered to go to their classes so they use the easiest signature they can and ask their course mates to sign attendance for them. 10. The chauffeur. The one friend in your group who drives a car and possibly the best friend you can have. Mid Valley, Jaya 1, home, Yan Yan a 1 dim sum for supper? ONZ. Might be a grab driver too. 11. The buddy line. Seniors, you will need to be recruited for this one, but when you are, they will pass you notes and textbooks from the times of your super seniors. If you ask nicely, they will book courses for you during course registration. 12. The confessor. This person lurks in the confession pages to get tea. Probably professed their undying love for their crush there once or twice. 13. The invisible man. You have only seen this person a few times during your first semester. 2 semesters later, you are finally reminded of their existence and you learn that they have dropped out. 14. The first year's super easy to spot in September, October. They will be walking around in groups while wearing their student cards on a lanyard. Oftentimes very shy and diligent. 15. Goddess, male god. These are the people whose names always appear in the confession page. They are super attractive and often have a few thousand followers on their social media accounts. 16. The part-timer. Whenever the part-timer has free time, they will scour around for part-time jobs nearby to get some extra money. They will probably be busy working during the weekends, but many of us will go to their workplace to disturb them. 17. The Balik Kampong. This person probably lives near the university or in a neighboring state, Perak, Pahang Negeri Sembilan. They will pack all their classes from Monday till Wednesday, Thursday in Balik Kampong once their last class is done. Cannot be found during weekends unless you include them in your plans earlier on. 18. The alumni. The alumni look back to the years they have spent in and think that that was one of the best times they've had. They are also proud to put into their resumes and CVs. Well, that makes up the majority of the students. Have we missed out anyone? Tell us in the comments. Also read, 10 things every Malaysian who has studied in will definitely understand. You have reached the end of this story.